Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Thursday, July 4th. Do you want an influential life that makes a difference? It starts with learning the basics of listening to God.
It is the will of God that every single one of us be saved. It is the will of God that we walk in a way that is pleasing and honorable to Him. And Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, God desires that all men, and women of course, be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And in 2 Peter he says, it's not my will that any should perish. And the Apostle Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And then he also said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But it isn't enough just to become a Christian. It isn't enough just to have your sins forgiven. There's more to it than that. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4 that it is the will of God that you and I walk in a manner that is consistent with who we say we are. And in Colossians, the first chapter, he puts it this way. It is the will of God that you and I walk in a manner that is pleasing to Him. And then, of course, in Ephesians, he also warns us about something, a passage that maybe you're not quite so familiar with. And talking about the walk, and when the Bible talks about walking in the Scripture, there's always that reference to how we live our life. And he says, for example, in the fourth chapter and the 17th verse, so this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer as the Gentiles or the unbeliever walks. They also walk in the futility of their minds. That is, once you've been saved, you don't walk the same way. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. They didn't listen. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness, but you did not learn Christ in this way. That is, to live an ungodly life after you trust Christ as your Savior is totally foreign to God's purpose and plan for our life. And then he says in the 15th verse of this 5th chapter, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, when you think about your life, now that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you say that anybody who knows you knows that something has happened in your life, that you're not what you used to be, somebody who's known you for a while? Can they see a difference in your life? Well, walking with the Lord is the will of God for every one of us. Walking in the will of God is not always easy, but it is His will and His purpose and His plan. And in order to walk in the will of God, you and I must learn a very valuable lesson. One of the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn. We must learn to listen to Him, because listening to God is essential to walking with God. And that is the theme of this entire message. Walking with God, what is absolutely essential to make that a reality is learning how to listen to God. So I want you to turn, if you will, to James chapter 1 in the Bible. And I want us to look at this passage of Scripture, because it deals with something that all of us have to deal with, and you'll find yourself in this passage in one of two positions. Verse 21 of this first chapter. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the word implanted, God's word in our heart. Receive it, which is able to save your soul. But prove yourselves to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. But once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Now, everybody who's seated here, and whoever you are, and wherever you may be listening, we fall in one of two categories. We are either purposeful listeners or we are passive listeners. Now, what's the difference? A purposeful listener is a person who listens intently. They listen with a purpose of learning, obtaining, absorbing, incorporating into their life, applying to their life the truth that they've heard. That is, they intend for something to happen. They're listening with purpose. Then there's another kind of listener, and that is the passive listener. So they sit and they hear it, and they walk away and forget it. And the churches today are full of people who are passive listeners. They sort of hear it, but watch this. They do not listen with the intention of applying it to their heart. Listen with the intention of applying it to their heart so that they can become the persons God wants them to be and achieve the things that God wants them to achieve. They just heard information. It's one thing to listen to information. It's something else the purposeful they listen to the Word of God and make application in your heart. And notice what he said in a passage there in Ephesians talking about the same thing. He talks about it being implanted in us. So I would ask you this question. Do you go to church or do you come to church purposefully listening to the Word of God so that God can work something new in your life? Or do you come and you are just a passive listener? Churches are full of passive listeners. They don't intend to do anything. They just go. And you know, that was more evident, I think, in times past when I think about going to church and knowing some adults around me. And some people that I knew how they lived, I thought, why do they keep going to church every Sunday? I don't see any difference in their life. And I was just a teenager. I don't see any difference in their life. So what we have to ask is this, and that is, if I'm a passive listener, how do I change that? How do I become a purposeful listener? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about in this message. And so you see, if you're going to be what God wants you to be, one of the most important lessons you will ever learn in your life, one of the most important lessons you can ever teach your children is to teach them how to listen to God. Now, you can't teach them that if you don't know how to do it. And I look back in my own life and realize after all these years that when I think about the part that that's played in my life, the real source of my sense of confidence and courage and convictions and strength and joy is the fact that very early in my life, I learned how to listen to God. It was my grandfather's words to me, not listen to God, but listening to him tell me how God was speaking to him. And it created within me this awesome desire for God to speak to my heart. And I knew that if that were true, I had to learn how to listen. And over these years, he certainly taught me that. And I could not teach a more important lesson to anyone than how do you listen to God. So with this passage of Scripture in mind and thinking about all that's involved in that, let's think, first of all, what's involved in walking with God. That is, if listening to God is essential to walking with God, what's involved with walking with God? Well, walking with God is the most wonderful life there is. It is a life of joy and peace and happiness and provision, heartache, troubles and trials and all the rest. But there's something about listening to him and learning how to listen to him that enables you and me to walk with him. Now think about this. You cannot walk with God. You cannot live a godly life if you don't know how to listen to him. To walk a godly life means you walk in the will of God. To walk in the will of God, I've got to know what God's will is. How do I find out what God's will is? I listen to him to see what he says. Now, let's think about the Christian life. If you're going to live a Christian life, it involves your faith. Then, of course, it involves your agreement with God, walking in oneness with him. That's what walking in the Lord means. Then, of course, there's fellowship with him. You're talking to him, he's talking to you. And then, of course, there's the awareness of his presence. If you are walking with him, you will walk in the awareness of his presence. Cheerful obedience, not just obedience. I mean, we can obey God and not like the whole idea, but walking with him and listening to him, there is cheerful obedience. And then, of course, there's truth. The Christian life is a life of truth. It's separated from error. And then, of course, there's intimacy. When we are walking with him, we're walking in an intimate relationship. Something is happening in our life. And then, of course, we know that it's the will of God. When we are walking the believer's life, we are walking in the will and purpose and plan of God for our lives. It is a life of continuous surrender. Not just surrender once. When you get saved, you surrender your life to Him. But it's continuous surrender. That is, over and over and over again, we will face situations and circumstances where we have to yield to Him. Then, of course, there's the work of the Holy Spirit. You cannot live a godly life. You can't walk in the ways of the Lord without the help and the strength and the knowledge and the understanding of the Holy Spirit working within you. And I'll show you in a few moments how important that is. Then, of course, peace. The Christian life is a walk of peace. In the midst of trials, notice what I said, because there will be those trials. Then, of course, there's confidence. When you're walking in His will and walking in His way, there's a sense of confidence in your life because you know He's there with you. Secure. You will feel secure in Him. Not only eternally secure, but secure every day that you have Him in you and with you. Then, of course, there's joy. When you know that your sins are forgiven, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're on your way to heaven, God answers your prayer, and He loves you unconditionally, there is joy. And you're walking in a way that's pleasing to God. And that's what Paul said in Ephesians and Colossians, walking in a way pleasing to Him. There is a life that revolves around Jesus Christ. It's all centered in Him. That's what the Christian life is about. It's a life centered in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It's a life of separation. That is, sin doesn't fit us. We read a few moments ago, he said, you don't live like you used to live. You don't live like the unbeliever lives, a life of separation. It's a life that makes an impact because your righteousness and your holiness and your surrender and your obedience to God is going to make an impact on other people. It is a progressive journey. It isn't something we just all of a sudden make a decision and that's it. It is a progressive journey. We are continually growing all the time. And then, of course, it all boils down to what is it? It is a godly life. It is a godly life. It is the will of God that you and I live that way. Now, let me ask you a question. Which one of those would you eliminate? Because every one of those ideas, every one of those thoughts, every one of those words represents something about the way we think in our relationship to God. And as I thought about that, I thought about, this is fantastic. Look what kind of life God has provided for His children if you and I will simply obey Him. Now, the question comes, well, is God still speaking today for us to listen? Yes, He is. And if you think about it for a moment, the first thing that God said to Adam and Eve, He gave them their marching orders for their work. He said, this is what I want you to do. Till the garden. Take care of it. So if you'll think about it, the first thing that God said to Adam and Eve was go to work. He also said to them, everything in this garden is yours to enjoy except one thing. The day that you eat of the fruit of this tree, you shall surely die. He made it crystal clear. Somebody wasn't listening very carefully. Remember, He said, you will surely die. Now, that's all that we know in the Scripture. But I am confident He explained to them what that meant. Because there was no such thing as death. So He explained to them what that meant. They violated it anyway. Passive listening. And if you'll think about, for example, how God has spoken to people all down through the years, and people have listened, He said to Noah, build an ark. Suppose Noah said, you know, I think I heard God say something about building some boat, but I must have misunderstood Him. No. God said, build an ark. If He hadn't, He'd have drowned. He said to Abraham, get up out of your country into a land that I will show you. Because I'm going to make of you a great nation. He didn't say, oh, by the way, Abraham, I have something in mind for you. I want you to take a trip. He's very clear, very specific. All down through the Scriptures, God is speaking to people. Now, think about this. He didn't stop there, but you can move into the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road. And here is John on the Isle of Patmos, and God's speaking to him. And the first thing He said to him is, don't be afraid. I'm going to tell you something. It'll blow your mind. Now, He didn't say that, but when you and I read Revelation, that's what happens. And so, down through the centuries, but now watch this. One man came along in the 1500s. The Roman Catholic Church was so corrupt. It was unbelievable. He was one of those priests. And Martin Luther got implanted in him. Man is not saved by his good works. by just going to church and making confessions to priests. Man is saved by the grace of God through faith and through faith alone. And what happened? God spoke to Martin Luther, and Martin Luther, listening to God, listen to carefully, changed the world. It changed the world. The world has never been the same since. One man listened. One man had the courage to say, I'm going to be obedient to God, and it changed the world of his day, and all of us are recipients of the blessing. That we do not have to listen to one person tell the whole church what they're to do and what they're not to do. Every single believer is a child of God. We have just as much right to go in the presence of God as any religious leader in the world, no matter who he is. The issue is, are we listening? That man listened, changed the world. You say, does God still speak? Yes, he does. Will he speak to you? Yes, he will. But there are certain conditions for it. It is the desire of his heart to speak to every single one of us. Listen, he has a will and a purpose and a plan. How can I know the will of God if I can't listen to him? How will I know when God is speaking if I don't know how to distinguish between what God is saying and what somebody else is saying? I believe, personally, it is the most important, on the top of the lessons that you and I are to learn as believers. And there are many of them, many principles. But learning to listen to him, listen, here is the foundation. If I don't know how to listen to him, everything else is up for grabs. And so when we say listening to God is essential to walking with God, it is absolutely essential. Now, most people would say, well, but you know, I don't know whether God ever speaks to me or not, and how would I ever know? And so they just go along in life making their own decisions and making wrong decisions so often. And when I think about what happens to people when they fail to listen, let me ask you a question. You say, well, when does all this begin? So I want to say to you, I want to say to mothers everywhere, let's say that you're carrying that unborn babe. And you're listening to the Word of God every morning when you're washing dishes or whatever you're doing. And the sound of the voice of some man or woman of God in your ears, in your mind, in your heart, in your conscience, in your subconscious, day after day after day. You're driving your children to work, and you have the radio, and somebody's preaching and teaching the Word of God, and it's the truth. Over and over and over and over and over again. You don't think that it has any effect upon that unborn baby? Yes, it does. I cannot tell you how many mothers have said to me, have described to me just what I've said to you, that even before that baby was born, every morning as they were listening, they didn't think about it at the time, but when that baby is 2 and 3 years of age, there's something about it that they will sit or stand and listen and watch the television, or listen to a voice, and it's like they've been hearing it all along. Now, God wants us to know how to listen to him. Tell me a greater, more important lesson than you can teach your children than how to listen to God. You want them to grow up and be everything they can be. You want them to grow up and walk in the ways that are pleasing and honorable to you and obedient to you and honorable to God. Every parent wants that. At least you ought to. Well, how are they going to know what God is saying if you don't teach them? So it's very important that you and I learn how to listen to God and that we're willing and ready and able to share it with somebody else. I believe it's the most valuable lesson you can possibly learn because everything else hinges on that.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast, Listening to God, Walking with God. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or InTouch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of InTouch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.